know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
We're going to do a show now because even though I'm supposed to leave here in 10 minutes,
yeah,
I can't because I'm doing a show.
We're doing a show right now.
That's right, because my in-laws are here, and guess what?
You don't expect to see them because you love them so much.
No, I love them so much that there's no way that I could not do this show, which helps take care of my family, which is what their daughter, you know, is part of that.
That's beautiful,
so, that's,
man.
So, you know. That's,
you're like my role model. You know, I try to aspire to be like dad like you.
Let me tell you something. I think the only reason they like me, first of all, they're Puerto Rican. And like all old Puerto Rican people, they're racist. Okay. I'm joking.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not joking.
Wait, which one's Korean?
Unfortunately, my wife's mother is deceased.
Okay.
So she's no longer.
Sorry.
So her father remarried a Puerto Rican woman. And
I finally got it right.
And they are all about Boricua, baby. Okay, let me tell you, Chuck. It's very good. You need to learn how to speak Spanish, Chuck. Okay, that's what you should do. Okay, I better stop because they're gonna hear this and they will crucify me. But I will tell you this much: they're extremely entertaining to be around, and I do love them. Because they're family. And when you get married, you don't marry a person, you marry a family. So if you can't look at these people like, look, that's my family, it's not going to work. Like, you got to, because I look at my family, like my relatives, and there are some of them I'm, you know, like, okay, you guys are, and but I love them because they're family, and we're, you know, we got a pretty tight family.
My girl's family's in Trinidad, so I'm clear.
Oh, man, you're so lucky. Oh, my God. Yeah, but don't worry. They're going to come here at one point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go on now. Look at you, mad the batty boy. But anyway, I look at them like they're my family, all right? But they're not racist, but they're bound by their cultural limitations, which is they're old, in their 60s, and they're both in their 60s, and they look at their daughter like, you married a black guy. Like, I still look at them sometimes, look at me like,
he's a very smart one,
like,
though.
Yeah, you know, Charles is the best. Like, man, he really is a great father. You know, he really takes care of Justin.
But he's black.
Yeah, if only he wasn't black. This guy would be perfect.
I mean, there's so much going for you.
Charles, I gotta tell you, if you were Boricua, you'll be a perfect man.
They didn't say that to you.
No, I'm just saying that's kind of the vibe. I don't think they think that. I think that they know, like, you know, the real deal. But it doesn't make a difference. But
that's what Michael Jackson said.
Matter if you pick a my, and I'm like, Michael, no, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, because first of all, you've been both. Okay, but
it's
matters.
Vitiligo. You don't understand, Chuck. Yeah,
it matters. It matters if you're black or white.
I have skin disease. It's not funny.
Blanket. I need a blanket because I want to put a blanket over my skin disease.
But it's a person.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Anyway,
baby,
it's the funny thing is, though, they come over, and they come over unannounced when they come over.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. They just show up.
There's nothing you can do.
So yesterday, I'm in the midst of working, and I'm like, I'm on a deadline. I'm trying to get some stuff done. I just just awakened from the nap that I took because I went day drinking after work. So I go to lunch and I end up day drinking, and like on a limited basis. And so I take my nap and I wake up to the door, which they use my son's ring. Ding a 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 ding a, you know, that ring.
The kids
uh-huh. ring. They use that ring. I'm like, oh God, how many times, Aiden, have I told you not to use that ring? And I open the door. Oh, hey. way. And I'm like, damn, you tricked me with the Aiden ring because I wouldn't have opened the door.
No, I'm joking. You just reminded me of Ronnie Dangerfield, Easy Money. He's going to the door in the movie. He goes, I'm going to get out of here. I want to see your fucking mother. Right, right there. He closes the door. She goes, who was it? He goes, nobody.
Nobody. That's great. No. But anyway, so, you know, I'm kind of busy and I got a lot going on. And so, you know, it's I didn't expect it. But anyway, we're doing a show now because, hey, I don't want to go home. I do not want to go home.
Plus, it's been a while, Chuck. You know?
No, and then, you know, here's the thing. I don't want to go home, not for them, just because I don't like having people in my house. You know, it's like even when my family is up, the best case scenario is if you can afford a hotel room for your family. I don't care what anybody says. That's best case scenario, because then they can go at the end of the evening and you can have a little reprieve, you know what I mean? And then you can
talk about them after they leave.
Yes, and you can reconvene at breakfast and pretend you didn't talk about them when they left.
Now I know why I've never been to your house.
Yeah, now to be honest,
I'm
saying,
because I'm white?
No, I'm saying, well, that too, because no, my neighbors would be very upset. Because they think they're the only white people in my life. When they find out I have white friends, they're going to be like, oh, he's cheating. So anyway, no, I say all this for the benefit of the show. I actually love my in-laws very much. And I'm exceedingly happy that they are at my home.
But then why did you say to do an extra long show?
No, that's the rest. That's the show. Fuck it. That's the end of the show. All right, here we go. Let's get into our show, shall we? Let's do it because, you know,
you got places to go.
This is not people so. Stop that! Don't say that. I don't. I'm here for as long as I need to be. As long as I will stay here until we have a good show. So it means I am not leaving until sometime next week. Let me just say this. This is Not So Nice Advice. Thank you once again for joining us. My name is Chuck Nice, and you know what we do here. We read advice columns and blogs. We tell you why they suck, and then we give you the real answer. By the way, if you want to send us a problem, do it on Twitter, at Chuck Nice Comment. Just do it on Twitter, or at Seth the Twit, send him the problem, or at Flavor Department. Just
and
be
140
like,
characters.
And 140 characters. Just like, yeah, we you know, normally we read an answer, but we'll just solve your problem for you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just solve the problem for you. Maybe I'll set up an email address for this for this show. And, you know.
NotSoNiceAdvice@gmail.com.
You know what? That's a good idea. I mean, you know. Bill, can you do that?
Probably. You know, he knows every box office.
I know.
Since 1927.
Can you set up an email? I don't know. Maybe.
No, yeah, I can. I mean,
maybe. Probably.
What's in it for me?
No, I can. Yeah.
All right, I can. I can do it.
Bill's a little surly today. Yeah. What's up? What's up, Bill? You all right?
How's the things with your lady?
You going to karate somebody? You said you had a shitty weekend. Are you okay?
I've been better, but
why was the weekend so shitty, Bill?
Just a bullshit with friends, immaturity with friends, facing homelessness.
Wait a minute, you're facing homelessness, or the friend is facing?
I am. So
wait, are you being kicked out of your apartment?
I'm not being kicked out, but the apartment is ending, and the deal that I had worked out with friends is turning out to be very toxic and not a good idea. So I'm finding other options until I can do the proper move I want to do.
What's the proper move?
When I move in with Maya, we're doing that. We're doing that in December.
Snap! You and Maya are taking the plunge. You're moving in together. Bill and Maya sitting in a tree. KISSING. First come love, then come rent, then you're fuck my friends. I sent. Okay.
I'm too short. I can't climb trees.
So anyway, but that's December. That means you need a short-term solution.
And I figured out two
Talk
of them.
Space, man.
It's like, this is for
What'd
talk I can do
Chuck
another
Space,
time.
Man, you better shut up. Bill has stayed at my house many times, but
really?
There's no way my wife, as much as my family, and by the way, my family loves Bill. Loves him.
Who doesn't love
my
Bill?
My kids are like, Bill!
Uncle Bill?
Bill. No.
Slow down.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. We don't do that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, don't be calling nobody uncle, except Tony. Uncle Tony,
Uncle Tony.
And Daddy is Santa Claus. These are two things. But anyway, so what are you going to do, man? Seriously.
Well, I mean, I figured out two of the months. It's the one that they keep, like, I'm subletting for, I'm helping a friend by subletting for him until he's able to fully financially move
in. So you're paying
in.
For a friend.
Well,
his portion
I'm,
of the rent.
I'm paying for the rent, and ideally what I thought the plan was is that I am, like, I will do, like, the, like, we're kind of, I will do some form of, like, the down payment, because obviously I have to, like, the whatever, like the security deposit, I have to be part of that to a degree.
So what you're saying is, when you move out, they need somebody to move in.
Yeah.
And so the real problem is that they're looking at you like, dude, your lease is not up, and you're leaving in the middle of it. We need you to get somebody in here to.
Well, no, actually, because like they have basically, it's like there are three of them. One of them cannot fully afford to move in initially when they're planning on moving in, which is September.
And so
I'm kind of being like the stunt cock. I'm just kind of coming in.
Stunt cock.
Wow.
I'm just kind of coming in.
Interesting
and
choice of terms with you and your roommates. Stunt cock. Okay. So.
the Aggressively Single Males Club. And so I am coming in to just cover for, it was going to be, either 2 weeks or, I mean, 2 months. It is. It's
super
complicated. It's disgusting and nothing that, like, it's too complicated to talk on. To talk on the show. It's just that they were not letting me see the place at all, and they were kind of like, well, we kind of wanted you to, like, you know, pay for, like, the broker's fee. It's like, I've never met the broker. I've never seen the place. I don't know how much I like the area.
You'll love it.
I gotta tell you.
So just kind of like, they're just kind of being,
I fucking hate this story.
They're just kind of being, yeah, raging D-holes. And so I'm kind of like, all right,
raging D-holes.
So I'm kind of finding new locations to live, and I just need to now approach the September, because I've actually, because I thought there was the option of September,
oh my God,
I've covered October, November.
I am so confused. I don't know what to do.
It's hard. Yeah, well, you asked me to say it, and I was kind of like, I don't want to go into this.
Have no.
You could have said you're having some, like, living issues.
I have
living
no,
issues. There
I
we
have
go.
No Finn. Idea what's going on with you and your friends. How much money do you need, Bill?
Wait,
no, not.
It's not money. It's a place.
It's
to
not money.
Can you reenact that, Chuck? Go ahead. Go.
There you go. Here's what's wrong, people. Let me let's just.
Say, this is our first. This is our first question.
This is our first question. Here we go, and let's work it out. Yeah. We're going to work out Bill's problems, people. Here's
stay
the
with
problem.
Your parents.
Set
well,
your,
that's part of what I'm doing for a bit until they move.
Oh, no wonder you're so upset.
So here's the deal. What you need to do is this. You still living with these fuckers? You still living with them right now?
They listen to the show?
Not living with one of them.
Living with one of them. Okay.
Karate the shit.
Do you know where the other you know where the other ones live?
Yeah.
Okay. Karate them too.
Now here's what you do. 3 o'clock in the morning when you're sure that they're all in bed.
Okay. Pour hot water on them.
No. A little gasoline under the door. One match.
Chuck, you watch too many movies. What is wrong with you?
I know. Here's the deal.
That is not nice advice.
Sounds to me like this.
Wait, we're still talking about this?
No, what you need to do is move in with Maya earlier. Let her figure out a way out of her situation so you guys can move in November instead of December. And then you don't have any problems. That's really what you need to do.
Yeah,
I just solved your problems. I'm serious, okay? I'm serious. That's what you need to do.
And have a baby.
Yeah, and right. And please, I will pay for the contraception. Do not get knocked up.
Oh, God.
Do not get knocked up.
Do it.
Although the lovely Maya is a wonderful, wonderful person. And I know you guys are going to get married, and I will be there. I will be there, but do not get knocked up. You okay?
No plans of that whatsoever.
Keep all right. It in there. It's warm.
All right, let's get into our show. Let's
it's so
get to
warm
our,
in there, bro.
So there you go. Here's the deal. You guys need to move into November, figure out a way out of her thing, okay? Because that's a lot easier for her to get out of her thing 1 month earlier than for you to deal with these assholes, okay? So that's really what you need to do. Just talk to Maya. She's very reasonable. Hey, listen, she might say no, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Have a baby.
And shut up. Will you stop that? Stop trying to ruin this man's life. You know children ruin a man's life. You got kids just like I do.
Yeah, well, he'll fit in better than show if he has a couple.
No, you're just trying to fuck his life up, man. By the way, if you're a child listening to this show,
what the fuck are you doing?
That's right. You have fucked up some people's lives royally. And for all you people who don't have children out there, you made the right choice. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. We're just jealous of you. Flirting off and flitting off to Europe and all your other Bora Bora bullshit places where you're going and screwing on each continent while we're sitting home wiping asses and listening to whining and talking about we gotta have play dates with people that we hate. Oh.
Really steady Wiggles.
It's awful.
I love the Wiggles. Yeah.
Okay.
Wiggles.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome back to Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
Let's get into our show, shall we? Did I say what the show is? Okay.
They know.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joe Rogan's podcast. Let's get into our first letter. Dear fellas, I sent a check for $300 to my mother to cover my daughter's expenses during a visit. Upon my daughter's return, my mother sent me an invoice for $475 in additional expenses.
How long was this trip?
Including the gas, the cost to and from the airport, the transport for train tickets to go to the city to a museum, and the cost of the museum admission, as well as an itemized bill for food and everything above the $300. It was hurtful, and this past winter, my mother came to live with us for a few months, and I paid for everything, including a nice vacation to an island over the Christmas holiday. Wow. How do I address her behavior? And I am very hurt by her decision to charge me for gas to pick up my granddaughter from the airport. Oh, that's what put you over the edge? The gas money?
There's some hidden things here. There's some other angles okay. here.
We even wrote her a check for groceries when she hosted Thanksgiving dinner. Signed, Burned by Grandma. The person writes back, Dear Burned, now listen to this. You're going to have to express your concern directly to your mother. Oh, you think? Your daughter's trip to see Grammy has cost you, I'm estimating, around $1,000 with the plane tickets plus the invoiced expenses she incurred plus the $300 that you initially gave. Is your mother financially insecure? Is she worried about maintaining her own lifestyle in retirement? These are legitimate concerns.
Yes.
Bullshit.
They're legitimate.
But there is a legitimate reason she couldn't stay within, or is there a legitimate reason she couldn't stay within the $300 budget? She's maybe being passive aggressive, blah, 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 blah. Ugh.
I hate them all.
Now here is the real answer, okay, Burned by Grandma? Let's get to some real stuff right now, all right? Mm. Something I've never said to my mother, and most people would never say to their mother. But you need to say this to your mother. Fuck you, Mom. How dare you?
There's those type
that's
of people.
That's your granddaughter.
Right. These are the type of people that are itemizing checks when they go out with their friends to dinner and stuff. They're money people.
Fine.
No, but it's not cool.
That's family, though.
But it's crazy.
If you want to itemize a check when you go out to dinner with friends, that's fine.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
It is.
You're a douche.
Listen, you're a douche.
Yes.
But that's fine.
Right.
Because you're a douche. Where you're not allowed to be a douche
with your family
is with your granddaughter. Most people are so happy to see their granddaughter
that they want to spoil
them. So I'm
going to
give you a real advice and a real solution. See, these advice column people, they can't give you solutions because you might sue them, and they got to be PC because there's a bunch of people reading the column. See, it's only 8 people listening to this podcast right now, so I don't give a damn, and I'll tell you the truth, okay? And the truth of the matter is this. You need to charge your mother to see her granddaughter.
Boom.
Okay?
There's one other thing on that letter.
What?
Paid for vacation to an island. Sounds like mom might be like loaded and grandma might resent that a little bit. It's like, oh, you want to send me a check for $300? Yeah, well, send me $500 more.
Oh, listen, but
I made you.
Even that is messed up.
Right. I think there's an issue. I don't think it has to do with the granddaughter.
No,
it has to do with an issue between the mother and granddaughter.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. The issue is, as a parent, if my kids one day make more money than I do, thank God for that.
Correct.
I'm very, very happy. I'm not resentful.
But you know the people that would be, though.
Well, so then you're an asshole.
Them. I made you and I raised you.
An asshole, and you don't owe me anything, but I'm borrowing money.
with no intention of paying it
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong. Daddy is borrowing some money without ever paying it back. But I'm very happy for you. This woman, here's the real deal. There's something wrong with her. She has no sense of family. She has no sense of decency. And you should be very
bitter.
Right. If you don't have the money, you don't send an itemized invoice. You go like this. Hey, you know, I can't afford to when she's coming here and she stays for a month. It's tight for me. Yeah. So I know you sent this $300 and that's great. But, you know, if you can just send some more money, that'd be great. boom, you're done.
Right.
That's how you talk to your family. Hey, listen, I can't really take. Listen, my nephews would come and stay with me before I had children. My nephews are in their 20s. You know, all my children are younger than that, so much younger. Before I had children, my nephews would come and stay with me for a weekend. Do you know how much money I would spend on them? These are just my nephews.
Because you didn't have kids yet.
I didn't have kids, yeah. So I'm just like, Uncle Chuck is the best. Come on, we're going to this museum. We're taking a helicopter ride. Uncle Chuck is the bomb. Let me tell you something. Yeah, Uncle Chuck is the bomb.
Wow.
Great adventure, whatever I could do. Why? They're my nephew. These aren't even my kids. I mean, seriously.
You're practicing.
Yeah, I was. You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way, by the time my real kids got here.
You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, no, because I was too broke. Spent all the fucking money on my nephews.
you should send them an itemized receipt now.
So, no, your mom is just wrong.
She's bitter.
And there's something wrong with her. Now, when you say resentment, you're absolutely correct. There is some resentment happening here on some level from mom to daughter. That's something you got to figure out in therapy or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? But, hey, what is your problem?
You need money. Just ask for it.
Right. What is your problem? That's your granddaughter. By the way, you want to see her? You got to pay me.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's work out an itemized.
So now you're pimping out your kids.
There you go. We're going to work out an itemized bill of what it will cost you per hour for you to spend with your granddaughter. Yeah, that's right. I turned your granddaughter into a whore. You're a whore because you got to pay her by the hour now. Does that feel good, huh, Grandma? Grandma John? Grandma John with the whore granddaughter that you turned into a whore because I got to charge it by the hour, huh? Okay, this got creepy. Yeah, I don't know where it
went. Feel
right. Yeah, it's not good.
I feel dirty.
Yeah. Anyway, charge your mom. Yeah, and there's something wrong with your mother, okay? Yeah. I'm glad we solved your problem because that's the answer. All right, shall we move on, guys?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, here we go. Ooh. Mm. All right, here we go. I love this. This is a real letter. Okay.
Oh, the other ones, all these letters all this whole time have not been real?
No, you're going to think it's not a real letter.
Oh, okay.
But I did a little research on it.
Oh.
It's a real letter. Okay. Mm. I actually went to the publication to see maybe this person just made this letter up to kind of pad what they're doing. Uh-uh.
Oh.
This letter was in a extremely reputable national newspaper.
Excuse me. USA Today?
No, of course, Auto Trader. Here we go. Dear fellas, when my husband and I were dating, he told me that he had had a consensual sexual relationship with his cousin.
Which
he said it's clearly, listen, third and fourth cousin, you wouldn't mention that. Because it's highly unlikely that you're going to see them. First and second cousin, you know you're seeing those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you got to fess up. All right? So then he says, he said they were in their 20s. They were very immature. They parted ways because they both knew it was wrong. She moved to another state. He told me, he said, because maybe one day if we got married, he didn't want us to be blindsided when, you know, if the news ever came out in some fashion.
He started trying to blow him at the wedding or something. Yeah. Right. What's going to happen? Blindsided.
You know,
he's my cousin, but I used to bang him.
Well, you never know. I mean, listen, some people do that crazy stuff where they're just like, full disclosure, let's get everything on the table so that no one can ever be surprised with any event that this comes to. You know, I think those people are idiots.
Agree.
Okay, but some people do that crazy crap. So,
crazy crap.
Well, guess what? We did get married, and his cousin has kept her distance until recently. Uh-oh. She has now started to attend family events. She has moved back into the state. We do not live too far away from each other, and I dread the day where she goes to a function and I am there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Here's the question. Should I act like I don't know what went on before I was in the picture? Nobody in the family knows that this ever happened between them. My husband says I have nothing to worry about because she means nothing to him. What do I do if I run into this woman at a family gathering? Signed, Kissing Cousins. And the person writes back, Dear Cousin, I know it may be uncomfortable, but when your paths finally cross, be polite. You don't have to do anything but exchange the basic social amenities and spend your time socializing with other relatives to find out that your husband has probably fucked them too. No, of course, that last part I kind of made up. Wow. Here's the thing. You ever been attracted to a cousin?
Not exactly.
Not exactly means yes, Seth.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have.
It's a family show.
Well, we all have. And that's my point. Yeah. We all have. But you learn boundaries, you learn parameters, and maybe sometimes people cross those. The deal is, because I'm going to tell you, second cousin, they live in Ohio, all right? Met them for the first time when I was 12 years old. So mind you, 12 years of my life, and I'm meeting them when hormones are raging.
I had a big boner.
Oh, all the time. All the time. When I was 12, I mean, seriously, just boner all day long. Seriously. I was bonerific, all right? Anyway, meet them, and they're both, I can't tell, just gorgeous. Gorgeous. I mean, they, like, on that side of the family, by the way, that's the white side of the family.
You got a white side?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I don't talk about it because I'm ashamed of it.
No offense taken, Chuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, good. But yeah. So we have a white side of the family. So here's the way it breaks down on my father's side. Grandmother, 4 girls, okay? 2 white, 2 black. Bang. The 2 white married white people, had white children, went off in that direction.
So boring.
I know. The 2 black, of course, this was time during the time of segregation. You know, that's the way. So they passed for white and they ended up. So there is a side of my family that until the late 70s, 80s had no idea that they basically were part of a black family.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's awesome.
Yeah, and the family reunion was amazing because I was walking around like, yep, I'm your uncle. Damn right I'm your cousin. That's right. This nigger's your cousin. Hi, I'm nigger cousin. Hello, how you doing? I'm nigger cousin. Nice to meet you. Cousin nigger. Just call me cousin nigger. Anyway, but anyway, beautiful. Beautiful, both of them.
The whiteies?
The whiteies. Beautiful. I mean,
beautiful
but
whiteies.
But you know what? It's like they're the weird whiteies. Like, because they like olive complected. They people like
Sicilians.
Yeah, kind of people like, what are you? Are you Italian? They're like, no, well, yeah, maybe. Well, you know, we're everything. Like that type of deal.
Tiger
but
Woods.
Anyway, beautiful. Beautiful. And I mean, just beautiful. And so, gotta admit, second cousins looking at them like, wow. Like, oh my God. Plus, when there's no familiarity, where do you think that word comes from? Familiar. Oh. And so that's the deal. Familiarity is what leads to these feelings of altruistic love as opposed to erotic love. You spend all this time with your sister, you develop that kind of sibling relationship so that you don't look at them in a sexual way. You just can't, you know?
Unless there are drugs involved.
Right, lots of liquor, drugs, and you know, and you're in West Virginia. So when there's no familiarity, and you know, it's like it's just a hot chick, you know. But of course, you know better. That's all. You know, you just know better.
So she turned you down?
Yeah, basically. Yep. That's it. Yeah. No. No, but so anyway, this woman. What I'm just saying is this. You got something on your husband now.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Leave him alone.
Nope.
You still married him. I should be done.
I say you go for it.
Go for what? Three-way?
Go for the blackmail now. Every time you're around your husband, it's just like, do you know what's best? do you know what's best? Some say incest, but anyway. Yeah. No, the real deal is this. If nobody knows, shut your mouth. Don't worry about it. Your husband was nice enough to, or whatever. I don't know if it's
dumb
nice
enough.
Or dumb or whatever. But, you know, husband was dumb enough.
By the way, I banged my cousin.
Right. So he told
but
you
I'm
the deal.
I'm not going to bang anymore in case you run into her.
I don't know what he had planned to get
out of
that.
How is that going to come out?
That, exactly. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, she's like crazy.
Right. So, you know, here's the deal. The only person he made uncomfortable was you. If I were you, I would just tell your husband, any more family secrets, please keep them to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep them to yourself. All right? I'm glad that you feel like you can come to me with anything, but I'm just going to let you know. You can't. You Man, can't come to me with anything. No, we don't have that relationship. Okay? I know I'm your husband, but your wife, we don't have that relationship. I let my wife know that all the time. You got a lot of shit going on in your head, and it needs to stay right there. Okay? Don't come to me with everything. I don't want to know everything you're feeling. Okay? Keep some of that stuff. She left her diary out on the bed one time.
Come on.
I'm serious. Left it out on the bed because I think she was trying to tell me something. Maybe she was having a problem. I didn't even look. Didn't go anywhere near it. And then, you know, I'm laying. And then I come in the room. I lay down. I'm watching TV. The diary is open on the bed on the other side of the bed. She comes in and she picks up the diary. She goes, you didn't even touch this, did you? And I went, fuck no. And I don't want to know. Whatever's in your head, I don't want to know. Keep it to yourself.
Wow, that's just a lot of self-control, Chuck.
I don't care. No, the truth is, I don't want to know. When you find out what's going on in somebody's head, now you're responsible for that crap. Why do I want that responsibility?
No, because you know it's bad.
Right.
Because it's you.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So guess what? Keep it to yourself, okay? So, anyway.
Well, you turned into like an old Jewish, like gay Jewish man right there.
Did I just do that?
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself, okay? I don't want to know about it, all right? All right? Maybe I should tell him. Maybe you shouldn't. So there you have it. Let's move on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure? Seriously, there's nothing to solve there.
But you want to... Yeah. How long you want?
Wait, how much time do we have?
That was it? That was a full show.
That was a full show. Damn, I was having too much fun with that.
Uh-huh.
Damn. I know, we didn't get any Chris Tucker dick this show.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? We can't do it every show. You leave the people hungry for some dick.
Hungry
All right,
for
here
some
we go.
Dick.
Yeah, we're going to leave you hungry for some dick.
You
some Chris
one?
Tucker dick. Damn! Oh, man. Let's see. I could do another show because...
I know you can't.
Yeah, I could.
No.
I know I was supposed to leave here a half hour ago, but...
Yeah, get out of here.
Nah, man, I could do another show.
No.
Let's do another show.
Go see your family.
No, please. here, look. I even got I found a new column. It's called Dear Scabby.
Scabby?
Scabby.
Oh.
Instead of Abby. Dear Scabby. No, anyway. Listen, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you had a good time. If you didn't, come back next time. I guarantee you will have a good time.
Totally.
All you gotta
never do two bad shows in a row.
That's it. Never two bad shows in a row. So I'm going to let you know right now. Just come back if you didn't have a good time. I'm sure you did, though. Make sure you get the word out. If you're listening right now, you're a part of the Nice Nation. If you're a part of the Nice Nation, that means you got to retweet. Don't just like it. I don't even understand what a like does. Don't like the tweet. Retweet it so that whatever people, I don't care if you got.
Quote the tweet.
Quote the tweet.
Quote it and say, this is awesome.
Yeah, I don't care if you got 5 followers.
Yeah.
If you quote, that's 5
people.
We
get one of those, I'll take it. 20%.
We don't care. We don't care, okay? We got to grow the show, and that means you got to help us, because you know what?
Yeah,
we're
Bill.
Right now, we're growers, not showers, so please.
I quote it all the time.
Absolutely.
Bill, can we talk about Bill's living situation again real quick?
No.
Look at Bill. He's so stressed.
You know, if I'm hitting on Thursday and Saturday, I can stay there in September, but October, I'm not sure, but November, then I'm going to move in my girlfriend.
Bill, Bill, here's the deal. If you need a month, just 1 month where you need a place to stay, you can stay at my place.
Oh,
I say
thank
this,
you.
I say this on the air for you. If you need a month, okay. If you need thank a month, you know you got your own bathroom downstairs. Yeah. You know you got your own shower and all that shit. So if you need a month, you can stay.
Thank
all right?
You.
Shoot
so.
It in a sock. That's
all. You're so disgusting. I just.
Oh, you want to get shooting all over the place?
Let me tell you something.
Come
I
on.
Can't even imagine. I can't.
You know I'll be masturbating down there.
Don't make me think of Bill that way. I don't think. Stop that. Stop it. All right, listen, I'm Chuck Nice. You can find me at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere. At Flavor Department is Bill the Assistant. And at Seth the Twit on Twitter is Seth the Producer. Until next time, this is Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, you know what? Fuck you. Because it's not so nice advice. No, we got the answer. Don't worry, babe.